Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So for a second time in just over 2 weeks, COVID issues rears its ugly head again. In late September, Bloomington North lost a game and was temporarily shut down for a week. Now, here in October, COVID issues hits Gabe Johnson's South Panthers, canceling Friday's home game against Indianapolis Roncalli.
I found out about 2:30 that we weren't going to be able to hold practice. The fact of the matter is, I told them, and I'll tell you, I don't know when we're going to get back together. We're hopeful that we can get some kids to get tested, and Hopefully those tests will come back negative, and we don't know. That was the question I got the most from our players is, when do we get to come back? And I don't have that answer.
South Panther football coach Gabe Johnson. So Friday's game with Indianapolis Roncalli canceled. On a bright note, Bloomington North boys soccer team will play its match tonight. Sectional against Bloomington South, the 8-time defending champion, down at B&L at 5 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight at 2A Monrovia, Gonzalo Sanchez's Edgewood Mustangs and the host of Bulldogs at 5 o'clock. Lighthouse Christian will play at South Knox against North Knox in 1A. The girls will start on Thursday. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After winning its third straight sectional tennis championship, Matt Corey, fun bunch to coach these guys. And now the first step towards a possible regional title comes tonight in the semifinals out on the North Cougar courts alongside Austin, with perennial regional challenger and champion Columbus North waiting in the wing.
I think the big difference, I think, for this team has been their, number one, their drive; two, their character; number three, I think their coachability. I think the beginning of the pandemic, I think, kind of put in the seniors' ears to make sure they leave their mark whether or not they have a season or not. And I feel like they responded in a great way. We are more of a team now than we've ever been, and I'm proud of them for that. I feel like with the goals that we have, you have to use every opportunity that you're out there to do that, and I feel like the guys are buying into that mentality.
And I might add, at the right time of year, the head coach of the South Tennis Panthers, Matt Corey. The Tennis Panthers, who are 11-4, did not play Austin during the regular season. Match time alongside Austin at 5 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370. WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After winning its third straight sectional tennis championship, Matt Corey, fun bunch to coach these guys. And now the first step towards a possible regional title comes tonight in the semifinals out on the North Cougar courts alongside Austin, with perennial regional challenger and champion Columbus North waiting in the wing.
I think the big difference, I think, for this team has been their, number one, their drive; two, their character; number three, I think their coachability. I think the beginning of the pandemic, I think, kind of put in the seniors' ears to make sure they leave their mark whether or not they have a season or not, and I feel like they responded in a great way. We are more of a team now than we've ever been, and I'm proud of them for that. I feel like with the goals that we have, you have to use every opportunity that you're out there to do that, and I feel like the guys are buying into that mentality.
And I might add, at the right time of year, the head coach of the South Tennis Panthers, Matt Corey. The Tennis Panthers, who are 11-4, did not play Austin during the regular season. Match time alongside Austin at 5 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.